Good morning. This is the 6:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government to work with NGOs to address gender-based violence. A consumer body encourages Barbadians to speak up against the rise in supermarket prices. In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the CMO admits one death likely from the COVID-19 vaccine. The UN reports poor data collection of the vulnerable, and China signals an ease in COVID policies after mass protests. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details just ahead. The Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, has pledged government's commitment to working with non-governmental organizations to address gender-based violence in Barbados. Mr. Humphrey was speaking during a ceremony and a lighting of the UN House in observance, of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, and this was in Hastings yesterday.
I do not know why it is that with the amount of work that we have to do, and the urgency with which we have to do it, that we do not make use of the tools of partners who are like-minded, who share the same values, and who could allow us to get to the destination that we need to get to a little bit faster. I give the assurance now that the Bureau of Gender Affairs and the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs will work with you tooth and nail, hand in hand, all the way, until we're able to bring a better society for women in Barbados.
Meanwhile, UN Resident Coordinator for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Didier Trebouk, made a recommitment to the fight against gender-based violence in the country.
If we are to truly leave no one behind, let's act now to address the root causes of violence, change the social norm, work with communities, and prevent. You can count on our United Nations collective efforts, using our model of delivering as one, to ensure that countries receive tailored support to meet their needs and to advance the 2030 agenda. But first, I want to commend the government of Barbados for its commitment to support the relaunch of the UN Women Partnership for Peace Initiative here in Barbados.
That's UN Resident Coordinator for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Didier Trebouk. A UN Women representative for the Caribbean believes that vulnerable communities in the region are being disadvantaged due to inadequate data collection methods. UN Women Multicultural Office Caribbean representative Tony Broadbur outlined the challenges advocates face when presenting data. She was speaking during a webinar on the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence.
They're asking for data on the LGBTQ plus community. They're asking for data on persons living with HIV/AIDS, but it must be reliable. And a lot of the data that is available right now, the methodology is a bit questionable. And when we're using it to advocate, those who are very well versed in anti-human rights discourse will exploit that and make it difficult for us to move forward in our advocacy.
Ms. Broadbur also highlighted issues within the Caribbean legislative system when compared to international standards on gender-based violence.
What our challenge is around advocacy and activism is that the international standards around the definition for certain forms of violence isn't necessarily reflected in the legislation in our countries. And that creates a real disconnect around our advocacy for justice and for access to justice. Justice in terms of the legislation being fully reflective of what the experience of human beings are in this space. And then human beings accessing justice based on what they believe and what they know is an injustice that has been committed, but there's no legal framework for them to really access that justice throughout the court system.
UN Women Caribbean representative Tony Broadbur. The Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network is calling on Barbadians to speak out about what they say is a high rise in local supermarket prices. In a press release, Executive Director Maureen Holder said that these prices, or the price increases, are unbearable and want Barbadians to have the courage to exercise their rights as consumers.
We have to do something about the high cost of food prices during this holiday season, or many families will go without food, or many families will have to depend on charity. The Prime Minister pleaded with the stakeholders, and they promised, and up to now, nothing has been done. And far from that, we've seen an increase, astronomical increase in prices in the supermarket. This is untenable. It is untenable, and consumers have rights. Consumers have a right to speak out on these issues and let their voice be heard. They must have the confidence to exercise their right and take certain action against unscrupulous pricing practices and the ongoing rise in the cost of living.
She added that the organization will be seeking the public's assistance in comparing supermarket prices over the last 2 months to prove the increase.
We at BCN intend to start a petition to protest the rising food prices in Barbados. We will have a collection box stationed at Eastman and Company in Dalles Road, or you can email us your receipt, and we want receipts for the last 2 months, October and November. And make sure that you put your name and contact details on them, write them on. And we want to do our analysis. We want to bring the fact and show Barbadians how high the cost of living has risen.
Executive Director of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder. President of the Barbados Egg and Poultry Producers Association, Stephen Lane, remains optimistic that demand for egg and poultry will remain high going into the Christmas season. Mr. Lane says local producers can meet the Christmas demand.
We had an excellent independence in terms of sales and the demand for poultry and eggs, and we are very optimistic going forward that sales and production of poultry is in good standing for the Christmas and the new year. As it is right now, we will be able to meet our demands for both poultry and egg. We have the hatching capacity, especially coming from Gale's Hatchery, producing both broilers as well as layer chicks. We are looking good in terms of production of both poultry meat as well as eggs for the upcoming season. So I just want to encourage persons to go out there and purchase local and support local farmers in Barbados.
President of the Barbados Egg and Poultry Producers Association, Stephen Lane. In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simone Kaiser Beach, told the High Court yesterday that one person may have died as a result of being injected with the COVID-19 vaccine. She was speaking on day one of the vaccine mandate lawsuit. In her affidavit, the CMO said 53,852 doses of COVID-19 vaccines were administered in St. Vincent and the Grenadines up to November 26 last year, with 25 documented reports of adverse effects. But she said that the death of one person in January this year may have been due to serious adverse effects of the vaccine. The patient was 55 years old and retired with a history of an endocrine disorder. Finally, China is set to announce an easing of its COVID-19 quarantine protocols in the coming days and a reduction in mass testing. This is a marked shift in policy after anger over the world's toughest policies curbed and fueled widespread protests. A top official stated that cases nationwide remain near record highs, but the changes come as some cities have been lifting their lockdowns in recent days and the ability of the virus to cause disease was weakening. Sources said the measures due to be unveiled include a reduction in the use of mass testing, as well as moves to allow positive cases and close contacts to isolate at home under certain circumstances. Recapping the headlines, government to work with NGOs to address gender-based violence in the country. A consumer body encourages Barbadians to speak up against the rise in local supermarket prices. In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, a chief medical officer admits one death likely from the COVID-19 vaccine. The UN reports poor data collection of the vulnerable, and China signals an ease in COVID policies after mass protests. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast is at 8:30.